Markets head into the North American session in a relatively constructive mood, with investors continuing to lean back into risk following the recent de-escalation in tensions between Israel and Iran. U.S. equity futures are modestly higher, extending the recovery theme that has supported global stocks over the past 24 hours, while the U.S. dollar remains on the defensive against most major currencies. Oil prices have also eased further, helping to alleviate some of the inflation concerns that had resurfaced alongside the geopolitical flare-up. In FX, price action has largely been characterized by consolidation ahead of Wednesday's all-important U.S. CPI report. The dollar has struggled to build momentum generated by last week's stronger-than-expected U.S. employment data, as investors remain reluctant to add aggressively to long U.S. dollar positions before receiving a clear signal on the inflation outlook and its implications for the Federal Reserve. Markets continue to scale back expectations for Fed easing, with some major institutions now forecasting no rate cuts this year. The yen remains under close watch, though dollar-yen continues to trade comfortably above the 160 level. Reports that the Bank of Japan is set to raise its policy rate to 1% next week were broadly in line with market expectations and generated only a muted response, particularly as accompanying reports suggesting a pause in bond tapering beyond the current fiscal year tempered the hawkish implications. At the same time, the proximity to levels previously associated with official intervention continues to discourage aggressive upside positioning in dollar-yen. Elsewhere, Germany's industrial production data surprised to the upside, rebounding in April on stronger construction and energy output and offering some encouragement around the resilience of the Eurozone's largest economy. However, the broader impact on the euro has been limited, with traders preferring to wait for fresh catalysts from the United States. Sterling remains underpinned by relatively resilient domestic fundamentals, while commodity-linked currencies have benefited from the improvement in global risk appetite and the pullback in oil prices. On the geopolitical front, investors continue to monitor developments surrounding the U.S.-Iran standoff, while U.S. President Trump has suggested that progress towards a deal could emerge within days. Markets remain cautious after several previous indications of imminent breakthroughs failed to materialize. For now, the absence of a fresh escalation has been enough to support risk assets, though the situation remains fluid and capable of generating renewed volatility across currencies, commodities, and equities. Looking ahead, the North American calendar is relatively light, leaving markets vulnerable to headline risk and shifts in positioning ahead of tomorrow's U.S. inflation report.